Ezras Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic from Daf Beis in Maseches Yuma is a fascinating topic that can be presented as a halachic riddle that emerges from our daf. The riddle is the following. God forbid if someone is imprisoned and they have one day that they could get out. Which day should they go out of prison? Should they wait till Yom HaKippurim? Wait for the next Shabbos? Get out the next day? What about the fact of Shema Yomus, the Chas V'Chalila? How do we presume that the person will be alive to wait for all the way for Yom HaKippurim? That issue comes up in our Tosfos. Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, in Dibur HaMaskil V'Chachamim Omrim, is the starting point to this halachic riddle. We have a machlokis in our Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim whether another wife needs to be designated for the Kohen Gadol, lest the first one dies. The Chachamim say, if you're going to worry about that one is going to die, then you have to worry about for five or six. Tosas observes that the assumption, according to the Chachamim, is that we don't presume that one is going to die. If one is going to die, Tosas says, then you have to presume two, three, or four. Now, two, three, or four is highly unlikely, so it seems that Tosas is saying that even one is unlikely as well. Tosas points out that there might be a complicated sugya in Yevamos that seems to be choshesh for Misa, for one husband, or one Yavam. However, Tosas points out that that's over an extended period of time. However, a short period of time, like in this case, that Tosas says one does not have to be concerned. It is in this context that I heard from Rav Nevin Zal Shlita, and I see the Masifta Gemara quotes this as a discussion from the Chacham Tzvi, as well as the Radvaz, that if a person has an opportunity, because they are in confinement, to get out for a day and to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, Rav Nevin Zal Shlita, if I recall correctly, told me that he thinks it could very well be that he should not wait for the holiest day possible to arrive, but rather should take the first day possible to be Mekayim. For example, if the individual can't put on tefillin and do the basic mitzvahs that a person does every day, that he should not pass up the first opportunity they have for mitzvahs. Obviously, that was not said, Baruch Hashem, in the context of Halacha L'maisa, but it was said in the context of L'hagdil Toru L'hadira. And there are really two svaros. Let's say, in terms of waiting for Yom HaKippurim, well, Tosa said that the Chachamim are only not afraid that the husband is going to die, the wife is going to die, within 7 days. But if Yom HaKippurim is in 6 months from now, maybe in such a case, one would have to be choshesh. Number two, there is a Gemara that appears in our Masechta, as well as in other places in Shas, and Yuma and Daf Lamed Gimel, that we have Reish Lakish's rule of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Therefore, if you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, then you should do that mitzvah right now. However, it does get more complicated, as the Chacham Tzvi points out in Simin Kuv Vav, that the Gemara Menachos on Daf Pei Tes, one can infer, would say that rule of Ein Mavirin Ala mitzvahs, only if the mitzvahs are of equal value. However, in a case of where a person would have the opportunity, let's say, to keep Shabbos versus taking Ululav, clearly then Shabbos would come first, and the rule of Ein Mavirin Ala mitzvahs might not apply. However, the Chacham Tzvi is not convinced about that at all. He quotes a Gemara in Moed Katan that seems to say that it would apply, Ein Mavirin Ala mitzvahs would apply, even if the first mitzvah that you have the opportunity to do is a smaller mitzvah and not a greater one. This is a psak mefurish in a highly less charged case. The Trumas Hadeshin says that our custom, what we did tonight of Kiddush Levana, even if there was an opportunity to do Kiddush Levana earlier, but we wait for Matzai Shabbos, because then we are wearing Begadim Na'im, that's what Trumas Hadeshin writes in Simen Lamed Hei, shows us, the Trumas Hadeshin says, that we're not Choshesh for Shema Yomus, especially within a short period of time, and therefore one would be allowed to postpone. However, in terms of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvos, if a person is imprisoned, it could very well be, and I think this is what Rav Nevin Zal had argued as well, that even though we're not choshesh shema yomus in a short period of time, nevertheless, the rule of ein mavirin ala mitzvos might still apply, and who knows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu might give the opportunity to the individual, mitzvah, goreres mitzvah, once he's mekayim the first mitzvah, then he'll be able to be mekayim others. This concludes this fascinating discussion, lahagdil Torah u'lahadira, that emerges from Daf Beis in Maseches Yuma.